I'm RB Sensei, and I'm back again to critique some more ridiculous dating nonsense. Let's get it.
I'm going to tell you something most of you don't know about men. When they're in their 50s, and they've been married, and they're dating, it's the worst era.
Because they don't give a damn about you. They don't like you. I don't like you.
And sadly, but truly, I've been through every era of men, and this is the age where they like to breadcrumb. They want pen pals because they've got their careers, they've got their sports cars, they've got their money, they've got their ex-wives, their kids, they're busy. They want to date, they want to get laid.
And what's wrong with that?
But what they don't want to do is connect and communicate because they've somehow lost that skill in all the years of being married and just dealing with kids and sports and transacting and vacations and climbing in the corporate ladder. They haven't had to do much.
Wait, first of all, you're not going to speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said.
She's been through every era of dating men. What does that say about her? That nothing has stuck in decades of dating. Nobody wants to deal with your emotional crap and emotional burden and baggage. It's not emotionally connecting. You want somebody to be your emotional tampon. And yes, men who are 50 plus, who have been through life, raised kids, have careers, they don't got time for that nonsense. Yes, they just trying to send a few texts and get laid. And they want none of the drama that women like you come with. So just keep riding the carousel, Grandma, because I'm not sure you're useful for much else.
You getting older, and don't nobody want your old bitter ass. That's what that is what it's about.
Sorry, but what is actually wrong with people? Should I say men? So I'm going to read out two comments that I have received recently on a video that I posted. And the first one is 28 for a woman is equivalent to a 35 to 40 year old. Sorry. What does that even mean?
Don't act like you don't know.
Number two, late 20s clock is ticking for women. Late 20s, in my opinion, like by whose standard? Who says that late 20s clock is ticking?
Men say that your clock is ticking. And on the dating market, if you're a woman looking to be with a man, you have to pick from a pool of men. So what men think kind of count the most. And I'm not going to be sexist here. It goes the same way in reverse. If I'm on the dating market as a man looking to find a woman out of the pool of women, what the pool of women think about me kind of matters. If I'm trying to pull one of those women out of the pool.
Duh.
And look, let me tell you this right now, hon. The tattoo on your arm, and I'm sure you have more than one, and that nose ring in your nose, it's not helping your cause at all.
Of course, this was written by men. Like, no woman would ever comment this on someone's video. And I find it really funny how men seem to be so invested in what age women have children and what they do with their bodies. Yes, back in the day, people used to have kids in their early 20s because they had houses back then because the economy was much more affordable. Now, things are different. Times are changing. And it's like, why would you bring a child into the world if you're not financially stable, if you don't have a house, if you don't have a career set up?
I don't know what type of upbringing she had. I mean, she has tattoos and nose rings. So if I had to take a guess, not that great of an upbringing. This is an attractive enough white woman with straight hair who's skinny and look like they can manage a bath. That's all you need to have an inbox full of suitors willing to work three jobs to make sure you and the kids are straight.
I ain't forgot about that shit. Y'all niggas think I forgot, nigga. I ain't forgot about none of that shit.
So I don't want to hear this whole, you know, I got to get established first before I have kids. That's poppycock. You want to ride the carousel with your bull ring and your tattoos. That's why you're putting off childbirth. So you can reap the benefits of being a C-list celebrity, you know, at clubs and bars just because you're a skinny white chick. So you can get your ass kissed and, you know, have guys buy you drinks and take you on adventures. You don't want to, you know, forfeit that to partake in the miracle of childbirth.
This is sad.
You f***ing with a big batty gal. If you're thinking of taking me to a coffee date because you think it's going to be the best cheap alternative option, babe, the conversation can't be that good that you think I'm going to get full and excited off a croissant and matcha. I don't drink coffee. That's one.
This is just some nigga talking s***.
This is just some nigga talking shit. And everybody's caught up in all that shit.
Trash off the jump. The fake crazy lips, the look, you walking down the street recording a TikTok, you're already exposed as a horrible dating option. You're not giving any game. I mean, we get it. You're a gold digger bitch and you want men to just spend money on you and this and that.
I'm not gonna die with that money. Spend that. Yeah, it costs to be a boss.
I feel like 90% of men already know that you're a garbage option instantly when this video popped up. Any dude who's entertaining you is probably just trying to hit some skins. They're trying to crack the code to your hole and then keep it moving.
Ain't that right?
He ain't lying.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.
Whenever I get coffee, whatever, cafe dates with my friends, babe, we get food immediately after. I don't know what type of bitch you think you're f***ing with, but I like to eat. Don't you like to eat? I'm concerned.
Everybody like to eat. Well, go pay for you some food, bitch, if you like to eat. It ain't on my dime. Or if you have such great character, how about we go out for coffee and then you treat me to go get something to eat? How about that?
That's a great idea. I'm with that.
I have decided that I am not going to have sex with my husband until he starts picking up more work around the house. Yes, I'm a stay-at-home mom, but it's a job. It's 100% a job, and I need help with certain things. Like yesterday, he was out doing wood all day long, and he could have been inside helping me with the house, but no. So now I have all this laundry to do. I have all these things. And I think that he should get off work. He just worked a 12-hour shift. I think he should get off work and he should help me with some of the priorities in the house. I'm gonna hold out until he does those things. So if he doesn't do them, then he doesn't get any.
Just wanted to come on here and tell you girls that your man is someone else's ideal man. You might think that your man might not be able to get anyone better than you, but I'm sorry to tell you, they could. They might not know it, but they could.
Look at her tattoos everywhere. Does she got a nose piercing? Yep, nose piercing. She got tattoos on her hand. He deserves what he's getting. If you married a woman with a tattoo on her hand, don't be surprised if she's withholding bedroom fund until you help around the house, even though she doesn't work and you work 12-hour shifts. That's to be expected if she has tattoos on her hand. So, like, hey, he signed up for this. You can't feel bad for the guy. But let's just be very clear. Your job is keeping the house together. You don't deserve any help with housework if you're a stay-at-home mom or stay-at-home girlfriend or stay-at-home wife. Point blank, period. And don't ever let a woman gaslight you guys into thinking something different.
Okay.
In case you're ever wondering what it's like to be single in your 40s and thinking, this time I'm going to go on the apps and they'll be better. Let me take you down the road called What Bumble Is Like. In your 40s. Here we go. And they say we use filters. What are you doing, TJ?
Come on now, dawg. Come on, man.
Now, this isn't even about looks, okay? Because a lot of the profiles that I'm going to show you, I cut out their looks because I don't want to be mean about looks because there's somebody for everybody. But what in the AI is this? But he is the master of numbers, so that could be something. Also, he says his hair is his humble brag. It's quite delightful, so there's that. Now, this is a lot of what I see on here for my age bracket. It says, kinky, happily married gentleman in a polyamorous relationship, seeking new friends and lovers. Kind, open, honest, communicative, and trustworthy. Well-traveled, stable, patient, and working hard on life. Will dance with you at parties and play guitar to serenade. Love to cook and have dinner parties. Mm-hmm. We know what that means.
Shut the fuck up, you fucking idiot. Shut the fuck up. I hope you hear me sit to shut the fuck up because you sound fucking stupid.
The tattoos are just a no-go. Yeah, stay away from any 40-plus women with Sailor Moon tattoos on their arm. Yeah, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. If y'all could wear a face full of makeup and filters and all that, then he can create an AI interpretation of himself. And y'all should roll with it.
It's just something about that that rubs me the wrong way.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.